Yes, it's 1-2-3 with me, Bob Simpson. Now it's time for my guest. Now, Sam Callaghan is a 21-year-old singer-songwriter from Essex. He's been performing since he was 8 and started writing his own music when he was just 12. In 2013, Sam made it through to the live finals of the UK's X Factor. After getting to the final 6, he earned his place on the X Factor Arena Tour. So I'm delighted to welcome Sam back to the Phoenix FM studios. Welcome, Sam.
Hey, how are you?
Hello, I'm fine. Thank you. It's 2 years since we spoke. I can't believe it. It's nearly 2.5, actually.
It's gone fast.
Yeah.
Very fast.
And you look a bit different as well. You look like you've filled out a bit. Have you been working out, have you?
I've been down the gym.
I can see that. I can definitely see that. Yeah.
Growing up, I guess.
Well, yeah. Well, 21, yeah, so you would have been sort of 18, 19.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Only in that way, though, not in the way I act. I'm still immature and childish.
Well, you've got a long time, yeah. I want to be immature and childish as well, so there you go. And I'm an old man, so there you go. Now, you've been on quite a journey since you last visited us back in April of 2013, and of course later that year was your X Factor experience.
Yeah.
Absolutely amazing. If you could sum that experience up in one sentence, what would that be?
One sentence?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, for me, it was an amazing experience. It was it's something that, I mean, you have to realize that it changes people's lives overnight.
Yeah.
It literally is like that. And for that, it's really cool. And I mean, I can't thank everybody involved enough for like creating the amazing fan base I had, through that show.
Yeah.
So everyone. In that fan base as well for being so supportive. Everyone's been amazing. So, it's been a great experience.
Okay, that's a hell of a sentence.
I know, you just couldn't do it in a sentence.
I know. I mean, it must have been great to be involved on a professional level. You're working with top people in the industry, musicians, dancers, top musical arrangements, set designs and so on. Did you get very much say in any of that?
Honestly?
Yeah, honestly. Honestly.
No. I've just actually put out a press release. It's on my website at the moment. I've got my own music coming out soon. And for me, that's quite special because doing something like The X Factor, as good as it is, it's really cool for, like, as I said, the experience, the exposure. I would never have the fan base that I have without it, because they wouldn't have been able to know I exist. They wouldn't have seen me, and I wouldn't have had the opportunities I've had.
Yeah.
However, on the show, I went into the show knowing exactly who I am as an artist. As you know, like, I've been writing since I was 12,
yeah,
as
absolutely.
You said earlier.
Yeah.
I know exactly who I am and what my sound is, and I went in and you get pushed and pulled in so many different ways that I believe you come out really confused as to who you are and to what it is you're supposed to be doing.
Right.
Because you get influenced and people go, oh, you should do this, you should do that, you should do that. And you're like, I don't know, man. I knew who I was, but now I'm confused. But I mean, it's now, after that, it's taken me a little while to get back on my feet and get back to that artist and me and myself and who I know I am and everything I'm about, you know?
Yeah.
But finally I'm there. And so it's really exciting now, but you don't really get too much say every now and then. I think the only song that I actually was allowed to have too much say in was my Save Me song.
Okay, right. Yeah.
Which everyone was like, that's your best song. Why didn't you do songs like that before? I was like, because it wasn't allowed.
Oh, dear. Yeah. Well, it's a shame, really, isn't it? So, I mean, what did you learn from it all, do you think?
Ah, wow. well, I mean, I learned I'm a lot stronger than I realised I was.
Yeah.
Because I think, I mean, for one, even just on the bit with judges' houses and stuff like that, that's when I kind of began to realise. Because when my family, like, me and my family are very, very close. We always have been. They've always kind of had a say in what's going on and, you know, how I do things. And I always go to them for answers and opinions and things. And during X Factor, they took our phones off us and said, right, you know, no contact with the outside world. You do your thing. You, you know, deal with it.
There weren't bars on the windows, was it?
No. But, well, we weren't allowed out of the X Factor house, obviously, because of press reasons.
Well,
but,
yeah.
So, I mean, it is like that. You're very confined. You can't do too much, and you don't have too much contact with your close ones, which made it very difficult. But you learn in that to deal with things. You either absolutely crumble, which a couple of people did. I'm not naming any names, but or you learn to deal with it, and you become so much stronger. And I now know that I can deal with a lot more than I ever thought I could.
I learned
that you should just be nice to everybody, because you may be horrible to them on the way up, then you may meet them on the way down, which is not always so nice. But so there's a lot of things. It's a real life lesson, X Factor.
Well, it's an awful lot of pressure, isn't it? And I think from what I saw, you showed a lot of resilience there.
Thank you,
a lot of strength as well. And you seem so confident. I mean, it's a huge thing to do on a personal level, isn't it, to get up there in front of millions of people and perform your best. And I think you did absolutely fantastic.
Thank you very much.
And what about the Calla fans? Did you get a lot of support from the Calla fans?
Of course. Yep. I always have done. So the Calla fans are my fans, for anybody who doesn't know. Obviously, Sam Callahan kind of lends itself to that name. I've actually been building that fan base since about 2 years before X Factor, where I was just, I was going up and down the country doing free gigs here and there just to kind of build that fan base using social media and stuff. So I went on the show, and then obviously it just kind of catapulted. But everyone was insane. I don't think I would have got, it's obvious, it's a voting system, but I think, I know for a fact that some of the people behind the scenes expected me not to get that far on X Factor.
Okay.
And I know that the reason I did is all because of my fan base.
Brilliant.
They are a massive force to be reckoned with, and they make me very, very proud every day. So, no, it's really, really cool.
Very cool to see
how good they are.
And you're very good on social media with them, on Twitter and Facebook and all that. I'm always seeing you posting lots of stuff on there, and you really work hard at it, don't you?
Yeah, well, you have to. I mean, they are my career, they are my life, and if it wasn't for them, then what would I have? What would I be doing? So every day I kind of just try and keep everyone excited and let everyone know what's going on without spilling too much, because obviously I can't tell everyone everything. It's cool.
Brilliant.
I've got a good relationship with them.
You certainly have. Now, we're going to hear one of your newly recorded tracks in a while, but first you're going to sing live for us.
Right, okay.
What's the song, Sam, and what's it about?
So this song is actually on my EP.
Right.
There's three songs on the EP. This one is called Tripping On Us, obviously written by me. All three of the songs are. But this song, there is another song, which I'll tell you about afterwards,
okay,
which has got a bit more of a message to it. But it's just something that I really liked this song, and it's about a girl that I was into, and she actually had a bit of an issue with some bad habits, drugs and stuff.
Okay.
And it kind of turned me off her a bit, and I was like, oh, come on. But so you'll get the idea of the song, because it's called Tripping.
Okay.
Get it?
Yeah.
But it's not a sad song. It's a good song. So I hope you like it.
All right.
This is Tripping.
Take it away.
I would lie close to you just to feel your breath on my neck. I can be a soldier too. When times get hard, I'll be right there. When you're lost in the dark, I'm gonna be the brightest star. And I'ma let the wise man guide you home. These words ain't quite enough to tell you how much you mean to me. Tell me, are you high on this love? Tell me, how I'm feeling this stuff. Baby, are you tripping on us? Tell me, are you feeling my buzz? Now you gotta hold on my trust. Baby, are you tripping on us? We can take a road trip somewhere, but together not know how we got there. And the Polaroid picture in my hand is all I need to understand why we do what we do and do it again. Never know quite how it's going to end, but
we do it anyway. And that's how it's gonna stay. These words ain't quite enough to show you how much you mean to me. Tell me, are you high on this love? Now you got my head all messed up. Baby, are you tripping on us? Tell me, are you feeling my buzz? Now you gotta hold on my trust. Baby, are you tripping on us? 'Cause you're all I need to go on. And for all you do. Yeah, my heart beats a little faster. Tell me, are you high on this love? Now you got my head all messed up. Baby, are you tripping on us? Tell me, are you feeling my buzz? Now you gotta hold on my trust. Baby, are you tripping on us? Tripping on us.
Wow. Well done, Sam.
Thank you very much.
Excellent, excellent. So you put heart and soul into that, didn't you?
Yeah, well, yeah. I mean, the song, it wasn't like she had, this girl that I was kind of seeing at the time, it wasn't like she had a massive, massive issue, but I'm not into that sort of stuff.
No.
You know, those drugs and addictions and all that rubbish. I'm not into that, and I wouldn't want to be involved with someone who's into that. And I think that she started to get that way, and I was like, well, it's me or that, and if I'm not good enough, like, are you getting that from me? Do you know what I mean? Are you getting what you want from me, or do you have to go and do that rubbish? So, yeah, that's what the song is about.
Totally. Yeah. All right, so we're going to hear another track from the EP later on, and you said there's a third one as well you were going to talk about.
Yeah, so the one I wanted to talk about, I do a lot of things like You Now's live streams and things like that, and I usually sing songs that obviously have got some relevance to obviously like something coming out or something I'm doing at a gig soon. And this song's called This One's For You. But the reason I haven't shown anyone is because it's very relevant right now to me. It's actually about a friend of mine called Jade, who's 20 years old, and she's just got cancer for the third time. She just sent me a picture message yesterday, bless her heart, saying that she'd lost her hair. And I mean, she's actually taking it really well and dealing with it really well. I think on the third time round, you either break, it's like I said earlier, you know, you either break or you grow stronger.
Get
with
up
it.
And get fighting, yeah.
And but she always does that. She really is a fighter. But so what happened was, I mean, I've known her for a little while now. I've known her through both her other sessions of obviously chemotherapy and things like that. When I was 2013, when I was just off the X Factor, on the X Factor tour, she was going through cancer for the second time, and I went to do one of the shows in Brighton. And I went to visit her hospital and managed to persuade the nurses there to get her out and come and see the show. So we did it, and as I was about to sing one of the songs, I just went down the mic. I was just like, "This one's for you." And she kind of took to that, and it really sort of meant a lot to her. And then so she told me, I mean, it was about a month ago now, that she had cancer again. And the issue now is that this time there's not so much they can do for her because her body would just weaken if she had too much.
Okay.
So without saddening everyone too much, it was it's something really special, and I believe she's a real fighter and she's going to fight it. So I'm looking forward to showing everyone that. But the reason I wanted to talk about it is because the profits from my EP are going to the Teenage Cancer Trust for that reason.
Fantastic.
So, yeah. And I hope you like the song when you do hear it.
What a fine young man, Sam. Well done. That's excellent. And
thank you.
Jade, we wish you well from everybody here at Phoenix FM, and wish you, you know, a speedy recovery.
Yeah. No, she'd be fine.
Good. Good. Okay, well, just back to the X Factor just for a moment,
yeah,
and, then
right.
And then we'll leave it all alone. So having got through to the final seven on X Factor, you did mention it just now, you earned your place on the X Factor Arena Tour. Now, you're playing to massive crowds at top venues.
Yeah.
What was that like? I need to know.
See, that, I'm not going to lie, is a dream come true for me. I mean, arena tours is when, you know, when everyone goes, like, where do you want to see yourself in, you know, 5 years' time, 10 years' time, whatever. That's always on my list. I always want to be doing arena tours. Eventually, I want to be doing that around the world. But, I mean, the UK is a good start, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, I was... it was really, really special. And it was something that, I mean, like... A couple of times on stage, I welled up because you just see 20,000 lights shining at you from, you know, from these arenas and singing back to you. So it's really special. And for me, the only criticism I'd have with it is that it's obviously because of doing X Factor, you're only singing covers and stuff.
Okay.
But so I'd like to be able to do that
with
my own stuff and through my own credit. So yeah, no, it's but it was absolutely amazing. Something I'll never forget. I've got a big picture of it. One of the shows is like a. What do they call it? A panoramic
shot. Yeah, yeah.
In my flat back home. And it's got like me on the stage, big like kind of nice setup, like you're saying, you know, professional setup. And then it's got just lights, just phone lights and torch lights.
Fantastic.
And stuff all over the arena. It's really cool.
Great. Did you shake hands with Gary Barlow?
Oh, Gary Barlow. See, this is a massive misconception.
Yeah.
Everyone always asks me about Gary. He's
He gave you a bit of a hard time, didn't he?
He did on the show, but on the TV.
Right.
You know?
Okay.
It's pantomime, isn't it?
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
I mean, he's a great guy. Before I actually sang Faith, was the last track I did on the show. And I was playing it on my guitar backstage, and me and Gary had a little jam with it. He was like, you gotta have faith.
Oh, yeah.
And he's a good guy. He just obviously he's got a job to do. And I think at that time as well, when Simon wasn't on the show, he was kind of taking his place. He had to be Mr.
Yeah,
mean.
Mr.
You know
Nasty.
What I mean? Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So I've shaken hands with the man who's shaken hands with Gary Barlow. You've made my day.
Yeah. Absolutely.
So when it was all over.
Yeah.
And all the fuss died down a little bit. Where did that leave you?
So after obviously the tour and I did an absolute ton of gigs, which was great. I loved that. Like I say, that was there were smaller venues, but still a lot of people, and you're actually doing your own songs, and people were singing them back to you. That's
great. Yeah.
So. But then I did something that I've wanted to do for a long time. I've just wanted to try it out, and I decided to put a band around me.
Okay.
And it started off as a band around me, and then things changed, and the people involved kind of it became like more of an equal thing. Everyone in the band was equal.
Yeah.
But obviously, from doing X Factor, from having my own fan base, and being a solo artist, the idea was to have a band around myself. And then it went. The boys were amazingly talented. Musicians,
yeah.
I got to know them like brothers, and I loved them to pieces, and wished them well. But they were very rocky. They were like, I mean, I like a bit of rock, but they were like heavy rock,
yeah, okay,
which isn't me, you know.
Yeah.
And then for one reason or another, there was a few things wrong with the situation, and you know, I'm not one to sort of sit there and pretend there's nothing wrong with it and just crack on. I like to kind of, if there's an issue to be dealt with, I'll deal with it. And I wanted to leave that and go back to being what I am, and what I do best is being a solo artist. And I think as well, I noticed the fans started to miss that. And you can tell by social media and by, you know, stats and what people say as well, you know, what people tell you. And I think, people did start to miss that. And I mean, it's only proven by the fact that now I've gone solo again. All of that has increased, and my activity with my fan base has increased. Everyone's just coming to gigs. I'm doing more and more gigs. I've got more and more kind of press interviews and events, and just being invited to more as a solo artist. And I think it's just the public kind of accepts me more that way. So I prefer it like that as well, you know. And all I really want to do is make my fans proud and give them music that they're going to be proud of, you know.
Yeah.
And I believe that as a solo artist I can do that. So I'm very excited to be back. I've got a new team, I've got a new agent, new PR team, And yeah, I got a load of gigs coming in. Obviously, I'm on here with you guys and a load of other shows. I've just been to a load of events.
Right.
I'm very tired, but very excited. So no, it's great.
And a new EP as well that we've already
mentioned. And the new EP.
Yeah. Now, this has been produced by American producer Troy Antunes, former musical director to Justin Timberlake, no less. So what was it like working with him?
So Troy's a great guy.
Yeah.
He's really, really cool. He's very chilled out and laid back. He's like, yeah, that's what's up, man. Like, it's really cool working with someone from the US. I think, do you know what? I believe that in the UK and in England, everyone's too quick to be negative about things. Do you notice that? You know,
yeah. Well, it comes from a lot of the media, doesn't it?
And the weather.
Yeah, true. They're very quick to build people up, and then as soon as they're up there, they want to knock
them down. Yeah, absolutely. So I think, I think that's the case. But in the US, I've been over there a couple of times, and I know some people from the US, and everyone seems to just want everyone to do well.
Yeah,
it's like there's enough room for everyone in this industry,
right.
And a lot of people over here don't seem to think there is. Troy's sitting there, you know, he's just, you kind of vibe off him and you get great kind of positive vibes and positivity off him. So it's good and you can get creative with that. So, he's a really cool guy to be around and he's got some great stories from the Justin Timberlake times.
Oh, yeah.
So,
excellent. So where can we get hold of the new EP, Sam? Is it actually out yet?
Nope. So the EP comes out around the 15th of November.
Right.
I say around because in the music industry, these dates always change.
Right, okay.
But I'm trying to aim for the 15th of November. It's coming out then, and it's obviously, as I say, it's got three songs that I've done myself, I've written myself. Troy Antunes, Justin Timberlake's former MD, has produced one of the songs, and I've got a few other producers that are doing some other stuff. But it's really, really exciting. It's going to be on iTunes,
right? Okay.
So we have to get it on iTunes, and there will be a limited edition amount of, you know, there'll be a limited amount of hard copies as well.
Okay.
For sale, but they'll probably be for sale on my merchandise store.
Okay, right. And that's on your website. Yeah, that's samcallahan.co.uk.
Easy peasy.
And we must say it's Callahan without a G, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
I often get that. That's Callahan. Come on.
Now, I noticed the other day you were rubbing shoulders with Anne Hathaway and Robert De Niro at the premiere of The Intern.
Yes.
What was that like? How did that happen?
Absolutely. I'm just through my agency, I got invited through them. To be invited to something like that is a feat in itself, I think. I was gobsmacked. But, yeah, it's great to go to things like that. There was actually loads of people there that I've met before. Great guy called Jack Jones, a YouTuber, and he's hilarious. But he was there with me watching the movie. But Robert De Niro and Anne Hathaway, just amazing. Like, I they're, again, Americans and big people who have done great things in the industry. I just feel like you get, and it's not just Americans, but great people who have done great things, they always have positive vibes about them.
Okay. Yeah.
And it's nice to have that, and it's very special when people who maybe haven't done such big things have can still give off those vibes. That's so cool. But I love being around people like that, and it was nice to talk to them and kind of, you know, watch their movie and just be there. It's great.
Wonderful.
It's awesome.
Absolutely.
Lots of flashing lights and red carpet. It was great.
And you even made the Daily Mail. So
I didn't even know that.
Well, at least it was on their website. A nice picture of you on their website. Yeah. Well, Sam, as I said before, we're going to hear one of your new tracks, Bigger Things, in a minute. And that seems to signal the way forward for you, doesn't it?
So that's the main track on the EP.
Okay. So what are your plans for the future going forward now?
So obviously, I'm talking and working with a lot of people at the moment. I am talking about getting some stuff club mixed, so my own, obviously my own material, my own sound, but then getting a little mix up on it and sort of going abroad with that, which would be great because I want to kind of venture out the UK. We're great here, but we're very small.
Sure.
You know, so I'm looking to bigger things. I want to do that, and I'm looking to really, really, my priority at the moment is to get around and see my fan base and meet everybody, because I feel like they've kind of been, you know, so amazingly supportive, but starved of me from being in the band and things like that. I'm looking forward to doing that. I'm doing a lot of it already, and I'm crazy busy. But yeah, hopefully that will just carry on, and then we'll look to go from there. But I'm speaking to all sorts of, you know, labels and things like that at the moment. So it's a very exciting time.
Fantastic. Well, I know you work really hard at your craft, Sam, and you deserve great success. So good luck with the new EP and everything that's coming up for you in future. And thanks for coming into Phoenix today. We're going to play that track now. Sam Callahan,
great.
And Bigger Things. But will you introduce it for me, please?
Thank you so much, Bob. Cheers for having me. Yes. Hello, everyone. I'm Sam Callahan, and this is the main track on my brand new EP, This Is Bigger Things.
If it's true, and actions speak louder than words.